Welcome to the Community Oncology Journal podcast for the month of February 2012. I am Dr. David Henry. This month we have a number of articles on targeted therapy and the good news they bring for our patients. Of course, this good news is tempered with some interesting side effects. Dr. Arjun Mitra and Dr. Debu Tribathy from the Norris Comprehensive Cancer Center in Los Angeles discuss some of these rational combinations and their improved efficacy in HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. We then follow with an article by Dr. James Abram, editor of our Community Translations section, to discuss the CLEOPATRA trial utilizing pertuzumab and trastuzumab and this combined attack on the HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. Advanced renal cell cancer has had an explosion of therapies in the past few years utilizing new targeted agents. Laura Wood and Suzanne Gornell from the Cleveland Clinic and Sloan Kettering Cancer Center discuss improved clinical outcomes with axitinib and the side effect management of this new TKI. We continue the theme of targeted therapies with an article by Patricia Ault and Sandra Allen Bard discussing improved survival in CML from a nursing perspective and addressing how to treat and how to manage some of the side effects from these new TKIs, tyrosine kinase inhibitors. We conclude with an interesting case report of synchronous presentation of advanced rectal and prostate cancers and the tumor board discussions which ensued. And finally, Dr. Stutzman and Dr. Hausman discussed the needs of the cancer survivor. So let's begin. Looking ahead to rational combinatorial therapy by Dr. Arjun Mitra and Dr. Debra Tripathi from the Norris Comprehensive Cancer Center in Los Angeles, California. Estrogen receptor positive breast cancer was our first target in breast cancer and the only one for several decades. But now the HER2 positive breast cancers are 20% of our breast cancer patients and the latest target. There are two different epitopes on the extracellular domain of the HER2 receptor. Trastuzumab affects one of them and pertuzumab affects the other, leading to synergy when these two agents are used together. The CLEOPATRA trial is a phase 3 trial that studied combinations of chemotherapy and these two biologic agents, with the best results being in patients taking all three. But interestingly, there was even a positive response when the two biologics were used alone without chemotherapy. In our community translation article by editor James Abram, entitled Pertuzumab plus Trastuzumab and Docetaxel in HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer patients, the results of the CLEOPATRA trial are discussed. Again, this was a double-blind international trial of 808 patients who randomized to pertuzumab and or placebo plus trastuzumab and docetaxel, or all three, every 3 weeks. Trastuzumab and docetaxel were standard dosing, and pertuzumab was given as a loading dose of 840 milligrams, followed by 420 milligrams every 3 weeks. The primary endpoint was progression-free survival and was 18.5 months in the pertuzumab-containing arm versus 12.4 months in the control arm. An interim analysis of overall survival was performed after 165 events had occurred at a median follow-up of 19.3 months. Death in the pertuzumab arm was 17.2% versus 23.6% in the control arm. The early stopping rule was not hit by this positive finding, so the trial continues. Objective response rates were 80% in the pertuzumab arm and 60% in the control arm. Adverse events were not that severe and were mainly diarrhea, rash, with mucosal inflammation being more common in the pertuzumab arm. Next, maximizing clinical outcomes with axitinib therapy in advanced renal cell carcinoma through proactive side effect management, a review by Laura Wood and Suzanne Gornell and Dr. Brian Rennie from the Cleveland Clinic and Sloan Kettering Cancer Centers. Approximately 61,000 patients in the U.S. were diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2011, with an estimated 13,000 dying from the disease. One-third of the patients will have metastatic disease at presentation, and 25 to 50% will develop metastases after nephrectomy. Several tyrosine kinase inhibitors, TKIs, have been approved over the past few years that target vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF, highly expressed in this tumor. Axitinib is the latest anti-VEGF to be approved, trade name Inlyta. INLYTA. In a phase 3 study of axitinib versus sorafenib in patients with advanced renal cell carcinoma, axitinib demonstrated significant improvement in progression-free survival. Side effects of axitinib were typical of these TKIs and were hypertension, fatigue, diarrhea. Early anticipation and nursing management strategies of these side effects are discussed in this article. Fatigue may be a consequence of hypothyroidism, so that TSH levels with consideration of thyroid replacement therapy should be checked routinely. Diarrhea with electrolyte and volume loss should be addressed promptly and may require discontinuation of axitinib for a short time. In the clinical trial, axitinib was administered initially at a dose of 5 mg twice a day with dose titration to 7 or 10 mg twice daily if well tolerated. Next, implications of improved survival in patients with chronic myeloid leukemia, CML, a nursing perspective by Patricia Ault and Sandra Allen Bard from the MD Anderson Cancer Center and the Weill Cornell Medical College in New York. Approximately 5,000 new CML patients were diagnosed in the U.S. in 2010. In 1975, the five-year survival rate for this disease was 19%, but improved to 53% by the year 2002. With TKI therapy, the most recent overall survival numbers at 8 years are 85%. Really an amazing development over 35 years. We now have several first-line TKIs approved in the U.S., namely imatinib, dasatinib, and nilotinib. For CML treatment comes CML testing and milestones to achieve after initiating therapy. The patient should achieve a complete hematologic response at 3 months and a complete cytogenetic response, or at least partial cytogenetic response by 6 months with complete cytogenetic response by 12 to 18 months. This is followed by a complete molecular response and then follow up every 3 months thereafter for 2 years and every 6 months for 3 years is recommended. Side effects of these medications can be challenging. Common symptoms are fatigue, myelosuppression, rash, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. While all three TKIs are similar, there are some differences in side effects. Dasatinib has its particular concern of pleural effusion in a minority of patients, while QT interval prolongation in a small percentage is a concern in patients on nilotinib. TKI inhibitors are metabolized via the cytochrome P450-3A4 system so that inducers or inhibitors of this system may affect drug levels. Nilotinib needs to be taken on an empty stomach, and grapefruit juice should be avoided with all three TKIs, as its inhibition of metabolism will lead to increased drug levels. This review article is really essential reading for those treating CML and monitoring of symptoms and their management. Next, synchronous presentation of advanced rectal and intermediate risk prostate cancers, a multidisciplinary approach by Dr. John Watkins and colleagues from Bismarck, North Dakota. The case presented is one of a patient who presented with simultaneous colorectal and prostate cancers and required a tumor board discussion to address timing and sequence of therapy of these two tumors. The case discussion nicely reviews the current approaches to each primary tumor and its treatment and anticipated cure for both early prostate and early colorectal cancers. Finally, evaluating needs and the integrated model by Dr. Susan Stutzman and Dr. Linda Bosserman from Claremont and Laverne, California. This brief article on survivorship very nicely addresses the concerns of our patients and therefore the concerns of their caregivers for those who get through a rigorous cancer treatment plan and then enter the world of cancer survivorship thereafter. Patients need financial advice, body work like yoga, exercise, nutrition, psychological services, and coaching to return to a normal life in the cancer survival world. An increasingly good news problem. And that concludes this month's February 2012 issue of the Community Oncology Journal. We welcome your comments and suggestions, so please visit our website at Community Oncology, that's all one word, communityoncology.net, where you can review previous articles, search them, and also consider submitting your own work for publication in our journal. So thanks for listening.